name him.
Helm what?
You're absolutely correct. Did you used to watch the show?
Yes.
All right, you got yourself a book called Sinatra. We're sending it on its way, and thank you very much for being here at 95 PEN. Bye-bye, darling. Spread the word about the bird. Here's Jeff Starship. Will you hear the Philly favorite? The Rockin' Bird has coming up at 5:15 at 95 PEN. It's a special request we're going to be doing. And incidentally, we'd like you to become involved on that, but you can't do it on the telephone. Please do it by mail. I'd appreciate it very much. And that way we can schedule it for you. Search it out, find it, set it up. My address, Joe Niagara, 95 PEN Radio, Philadelphia, 19103. That's 95 PEN Radio, Philadelphia, 19103. And make sure you include the year of your class. Would you do that? It happens every afternoon at 95 PEN at 5:15. A genuine Philly favorite. It's now 26 past 4. At 95 PEN, we'll check with the Go Patrol.
All lanes are open over there at Passyunk Avenue. If you're heading toward your southwest Philadelphia home, but traffic very slow between 28th Street and 61st Street. Once again, all lanes are open there. Heavy traffic continues on northbound Delaware Avenue, approaching Shack and Maxon at the on-ramp of I-95 northbound. Also, some very heavy traffic continues as a result of an earlier Burlington-Bristol Bridge opening. Walt McDonald reporting for the ARCO Go Patrol.
I better not say anything to Walter Direct, but I think he's having prop troubles, don't you? Don't mention it to him.
Tonight on Channel 17, two of the funniest ladies who ever lived will entertain you. First, Carol Burnett, and then Lucille Ball. Weeknights at 7 on Channel 17, Carol Burnett and friends have only one thing in mind, to make you laugh.
What am I going to do? Captain Butler's coming over and he's got money and I got to get it.
Carol Burnett, Harvey Korman, and Tim Conway every weeknight at 7. That's what you call three for the money. Then at 9 tonight on Channel 17, a question that is asked a million times a day.
How many kids do you have?
Now hold on to your hats because here come the answers. First, Henry Fonda.
10.
10, did you hear that? 10. Now it's Lucille Ball's turn. Go ahead.
I'm glad I have my 8.
Together that makes 18. Count them, 18. So what do these two crazy people do? They get married in yours, mine, and ours. And believe it or not, 9 months later, you guessed it. Tonight at 7, Carol Burnett and friends. Tonight at 9, yours, mine, and ours. Both on Channel 17, the new one.
One way to save money on a great man's sweater
is to sit in your rocker and knit it yourself.
Right, the other is Gimbel's great $14.99 men's sweater sale.
Great turtlenecks, crewnecks, v-necks.
Great bulky knits, fisherman knit crews, rugby stripe pullovers, even lamb's wool pullovers.
All by Philadelphia's greatest name in men's sweaters.
All originally $22 to $27, all just $14.99 right now.
So why sit in your rocker to knit that sweater?
Right, you could do better at the great $14.99 sweater sale at Gimbel's.
Where it pays to be off your rocker. Ooh, that didn't come off right.
Yeah, but Gimbel's great sweater sale will.
That's a very good idea. Let's get it.
95 PEN. Remember.
1964, the Beatles.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, we'll be right back.
someone, and don't it make my brown eyes blue?
And you get more of the same with my boy, Chris McCoy. He precedes the Rockin' Bird, Joe Niagara, every morning at 10, one place, at 95 P.E.N. Jim Croce, I'll say I have to love you in a song, Mama.
Well, I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you. But what I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand.
Special one of these days because he had some choice material. It's now 24 before 5 at 95 PEN. A good afternoon to you. That is the word from the Rockin' Bird.
People like me who work for Avco Financial Services all have one thing in common. We think we're the best company in the world of consumer finance. And we think there's one thing in particular that makes us the best.
We have 8,864 people. But in this town, AFCO's me.
We think we're best because of our people. Our people know this business. Our people care and really help. We know we have to treat you the best if we're going to be the best. And that goes for everybody at AFCO, including me, Wally Merriman, chairman of the board.
We have 8,864 people, but in this town, AFCO is me.
AFCO Financial Services. Our people put you in the best company.
That's a for sure. For the AFCO office near you, look in the phone book, and you know what? You will be in the very best of company. And look at the handsome gentleman I have sitting next to me. Brandon, good afternoon to you.
Oh, you're so kind. Hi, Joe.
No, it's the guy next to you I was speaking
to. Oh, Bob. Hey, yeah, he's... You rat.
What is happening in the Mideast, Brandon?
Well, Joe, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat returned home to mobs of cheering Cairo residents today after wrapping up 44 hours in Israel. Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Begin spent the weekend talking peace, the same topic on Sadat's mind when he made his final statement before heading home.
The October War should be the last war.
The trip to Israel has enraged many of Egypt's Arab neighbors, but it may have been a big step along the road to Geneva. Ted Koppel has a report from the State Department.
A Middle East news agency report out of Cairo, monitored here in Washington, quotes a source close to President Sadat as saying that the Sadat-Begin meetings over the weekend succeeded in making real preparations for the Geneva Peace Conference. Whether this was meant to suggest complete Israeli agreement on going to Geneva was not clear, but in any event, a number of other governments, including Syria, would have to give their approval before any Geneva conference could take place. The source close to Sadat was also quoted as saying that 30 years of enmity were eliminated in 30 hours.
And there are reports that the return to Geneva could come before the end of this year.
Tony's Hellmeyer Bridge Police right now on standby for an upcoming opening. That ship should be hitting the bridge shortly, hoping it's open, that is, in the next 5 to 10 to 50 minutes. So watch yourself in that area. In Philadelphia, very heavy traffic continues on the Schuylkill Expressway eastbound as you drive down towards South Street because of an earlier accident that blocked your right-hand lane. All lanes are open at this time. Westbound, some slow traffic midway between University Avenue and 30th Street. Northbound of the Boulevard Extension, if you're heading home that way right now, it's slowing at the Wayne Wissahickon area and picks up its speed toward Broad Street. In New Jersey, southbound Route 130, very slow, midway between the Airport Circle and the Collingswood Circle. Walt McDonald reporting.
The Food and Drug Administration today gave its first approval to a vaccine that prevents one form of pneumonia, a form of the disease that kills about 25,000 Americans each year. The vaccine should be available early next year and would be aimed at people most susceptible to the illness, like the elderly and those with serious chronic diseases. Jury deliberations are underway this afternoon in the William Cradle case. Three Philadelphia police officers are accused of beating Cradle after he allegedly ran a stop sign in Society Hill last April. A new budget battle shaping up in the State House today as the lawmakers take up consideration of the Senate-passed bill that would raise taxes to fund Pennsylvania's state-related colleges and universities. We asked Philadelphia Representative Roland Greenfield if he thinks his colleagues have gotten used to the idea of passing a tax hike.
I think so, and of course, I think what should be palatable to a lot of them and more acceptable is the lower personal income tax increase that only amounts to $15 per $10,000 of income.
But that small tax hike isn't enough to meet the needs of education in Pennsylvania. At least not so according to State Education Secretary Carol Klein.
If we get a tax bill that was of sufficient size, we could meet these costs. But you see, what's going to happen is, as this tax bill has been reduced and reduced, and what passed the Senate the other day is just a one-tenth increase in personal income tax. This is not going to meet the costs of the current needs of the department.
Schools reopened in Willingboro today, but only for seniors and a few elementary school students. 700 seniors attended classes conducted by administrators and a handful of teachers. Most of the community's 12,000 students remain at home because of that teacher strike. Marathon contract talks in Trenton broke off on the issue of binding arbitration. No date is set for the next round of talks. Dick Vermeil gets a vote of confidence where it counts. next as 95 PEN News continues.
Myron, you're blocking the kitchen door.
I'm not going into the restaurant dining room.
Myron.
Not with a bottle of Lancer's Red Rubio that's chilled.
Oh, move it, Myron.
Phil, listen to me. I've worked the best restaurants all the way from Paterson, New Jersey to Scranton.
You're a good waiter, Myron.
Yes, and I've never, ever served a good imported red wine chilled.
Yeah, but Lancer's Rubio is the fine red wine meant to be served chilled, so it's okay.
Come on, Phil. You're talking to a graduate of Jerry's Gourmet School.
Oh, look, a chilled bottle of Lancer's Rubio even makes our food taste better, so...
If Jerry taught me anything, it was white and rosé, served in ice is okay, but red and cold and never sold.
Oh, forget that. Lancer's great distinctive flavor is delicious when it's chilled, and it... What are you doing?
You know, this is delicious.
Myron, that's the customer's wine you're drinking.
Wonder how it tastes with a sirloin steak.
Put that down.
Could you hand me a napkin over there?
What?
This veal marsala needs ketchup, Myron, or mayonnaise or something. I don't know what the heck it needs.
Lancer's Rubio, the fine red dinner wine, especially delicious when it's served chilled. Really? Imported by Hugh Blyne, Hartford, Connecticut.
Eagles owner Leonard Toast vowed today that Dick Vermeil would be his last coach. Loquacious Len says that doesn't mean he's selling the team, however. Says Vermeil has turned the team's attitude around from a losing to a winning syndrome and that he's getting the most out of the talent that he has playing for him. Toast went on today to express his confidence in Vermeil despite yesterday's heartbreaking loss to the St. Louis Cardinals.
You know, that's got to make Vermeil feel very, very good, really.
I imagine it's some consolation, but after that game yesterday, Joe, I don't see how much could make him feel better. It was a real heartbreaker. It
sure was.
Cloudy, occasional rain likely right through tomorrow. Tonight's low 41, tomorrow's high 54. It's 51 Fahrenheit, 11 Celsius. I'm Brandon Barrett Brooks, 95 PEN News.
95 PEN.
Just gotta be strong to stop, 'cause I really love you to stop.
Elvis has to be called the greatest rocker of all time. But he never did a bad job on a ballad either.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. A plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel, where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel. And you'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel. Get down on your knees and pray.
You know what gave me goose pimples at the end of the special? Where he went into Can't Help Falling in Love. That's Elvis. The year was 1965. With Joe Niagara at 95 PEN, it's now 12 before 5.
Don't touch that dial.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
The Rock and Roll Show of the Year is on its way to the Valley Forge Music Fair Saturday, November 26th. For two shows, but one night only, the greatest rock and roll stars will orbit at the Valley Forge Music Fair, Route 202 in Devon, as they present A Blast from the Past. Are you ready to fly? Make merry with the fabulous Chuck Berry.
Cause they'll be rocking on bandstand, Philadelphia, PA.
Can you imagine Chuck Berry and the incredible talent of Bo Diddley on stage at the Valley Forge Music Fair Saturday, November 26th? But that's not all. Add to it the Coasters.
Me?
Yeah, you.
And mix in the Angels. Tickets available at the box office. Ticket Runner, call 644-5000 for Chuck Berry and the Rock and Roll Show of the Year.
Dubonnet Blonde, a deliciously French way to say cocktail.
With Dubonnet, this you'll find you'll like it more than any wine. So start your meal a different way. Just try a glass of Dubonnet.
Start a meal or any other pleasure. Its light, tangy flavor isn't like any white wine around. It makes a truly magnificent cocktail, Dubonnet Blonde. On the rocks, with a twist, or with soda. It all started in France. Where else?
Dubonnet, this you'll find you'll like it more than any wine. So start your meal a different way. Just try a glass of Dubonnet.
USA, Dubonnet Company, New York, New York.
It's just about the time for Dubonnet, too. Our happy hour at 95 PEN. Cloudy, occasional showers likely through tomorrow. Overnight low of 41, tomorrow's high of 54. 51 degrees at 95 PEN, Chicago.
Right before my very I'm
check in with Walter and John and the Go Patrol to find out if that mess is still on the expressway concerning PennDOT's working crew. Joe Niagara at 95 PEM, the music you like best, Stevie Wonder.
I was born in Little Rock, had a childhood sweetheart. We were always hand in hand. I wore high-top shoes and stilts, tails. Susie Waltz and pigtails. I knew I loved her even then. You know my papa disapproved it. My mama wooed it. But I told them time and time again. Don't you know I was making love from a world all around her? Yeah.
Checks.com.